We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A couple of things we've been talking about. First, who's the best ever singer and actor combo? Lots are saying Barbara Streisand. I'm sticking with Dolly Parton. Sam called and said Cher, and we've gotten a lot of correspondence saying she did win the Oscar for Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, that's the one.
Moonstruck is the picture she won for. And my wife has reminded me, I have seen another Barbara Streisand movie, Meet the Fockers.
Ah, yes.
P.U.
I liked Meet the Fockers more than most. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Let me just say this. We're getting calls and emails. Mm-hmm. We're looking for the best,
yes.
Not just actors, singers,
right?
Because people have now thrown out Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Swayze in
he did have a hit record. One,
yeah.
Hit record.
She's Like the Wind.
Mm-hmm. David Soul had a hit record.
Yeah,
he was in Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We're moving away from the best to just singer actor.
Yeah,
you don't think Swayze had one big hit?
She's like the wind.
Through my tree.
Through my tree.
People have said Jared Leto.
What's he saying?
He's in this band called 30 Seconds to Mars. You guys would not know.
I've heard of them. I don't know any songs by them. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's a legit band.
Okay. They are. They have a big following or had a big following.
He's a great actor. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
I wouldn't call him one of our best, though, either way.
No?
He's pretty impressive from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some have said Tina Turner.
Oh, really?
What did she
Well, singing. You're thinking Mad Max Thunderdome. And,
right.
Ugh. That's what I mean. But this is what we're getting into. We're getting away from the best to just they do both.
Well, then is it Lady Gaga? I mean.
No.
You don't think?
I stand firmly against Lady Gaga. She's had one decent movie.
But she did a great job in that.
Yeah, but Streisand's body work is pretty remarkable. Was she one of the first EGOTs? I can't remember.
We've had good days.
They're rare in this program.
You have to have a better than just a good day to make a good movie.
I think your deep love of that movie clouds your overall judgment.
Are you saying he's shallow?
Shallow.
Yeah. I mean, could we put Bradley Cooper in there then?
He did sing.
Yeah.
No one's asking him to do it again.
No. He tried to learn how to sing. Yeah, he did. He did some singing for the movie.
Chris Christopherson has been mentioned. Shaky.
Yeah. He had also A Star Is Born.
Decent actor, incredible writer.
Yeah.
Not one of the best singers ever, but that was not his thing.
Right. He was more of a writer than a singer. That's exactly right. So that, and
I mean, Art Garfunkel acted. He was in a movie or two.
What about Paul Simon? He's been in a couple.
Couple.
But not known at all as an actor. No. You know, I mean, honestly, if you say Cher, it's like, is she an actor or is she a singer? You know,
to me, I always think singer first.
I think singer first also. What about?
But she does have an Oscar.
Yes. And been in many movies.
True.
Know? What about Streisand? Is she if you say on her epitaph, is she an actor or a singer?
She's Barbara.
Well, yeah, she's the one that's just like quintessential both. See, Sinatra to me is singer. I always think singer when I think Frank Sinatra. There are others, too. This all started with Timothy Chalamet because he's doing the singing and the hosting of Saturday Night Live this week. And I think he's actor. I can't believe he's even doing the singing on Saturday Night Live. The other thing we were talking about was Novak Djokovic. He just retired from the Australian Open with an injury, and the crowd roared in their disapproval. They booed left and right. And the guy that beat him, Alexander Zverev, came on the microphone and said, guys, Novak is a warrior. We are not to boo him. Don't boo any player who's injured. You know, he's an injured player.
Plus, this guy is a superstar.
Yeah, and he's fought through all this stuff. So Biggie said, I would have been just like one of those folks in the audience. It's the most Australian thing I've ever done, because when Zverev said that, they started cheering.
The very first thing I want to say is, please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury.
Now, the whole crowd had just booed 2 minutes earlier. You know, and they're like, yeah, don't boo.
So, why are you leaving? You're quitter.
You know, so Biggie says, I would have done this. I was in Boston for a Yankees-Red Sox playoff game 6 years ago. And the pitcher.
This is the one you went with your boy?
Yes. Great. Had a great experience, except the Yankees won the game, and we're Red Sox fans. But we loved the game at Fenway. David Price was the pitcher for the Red Sox that night. Now, when he came to the Red Sox, he was very good, highly coveted, but his tenure there was spotty. You know, started off good, and then, you know, he was perceived, I think, as lazy and faking injuries. I would read this, you know, online and stuff. So he's the starting pitcher that night, and he had also had bad outings for the Red Sox recently. So he goes out, and they talked a good game, like, oh, yeah, he's going to be ready, and he hadn't pitched in a while. So he goes out, well, by, you know, one out in the second inning, the Yankees had tagged him for a few runs, and he's getting ready to come out of the game. And so I'm sitting next to this real Boston hardo, and as he's leaving, they make the change now in the second inning, he's going walking to the dugout. I had great seats, too. So everybody around us starts to boo, and, of course, I stand up and go, boo, and the hardo next to me goes, nobody boos this man. And I was like, yeah, nobody boos this man.
Yeah.
You turned on a dime.
I mean, within a second, I crawled back. He's like, yes, right. We're not booing. We're not booing this guy. He gave us an effort here. And the Boston hardo was like, we're not booing one of our own. I was like, yeah, that's right. That was the night I wore that Garcia Parra jersey.
Oh, now, and then the Boston hardo was like.
Same guy. The Garcia Parra had not even been a part of the team for years. But I had the jersey. I was too cheap to buy a new jersey.
It's like Jets fans in a Favre jersey.
Exactly. So I have the Garcia Parra. Well, around here, people are like, oh, that's cool, Garcia Parra, you know. So I get into the stadium. I'm sitting right next to Boston hardo. There's a guy 10 rows in front of us who stands up who has a Garcia Parra jersey on. And Boston hardo comes over to me and goes, take a look at this guy, Garcia Parra. Is that weak or what?
Did you zip up your jacket a little higher?
I had to turn like toward him
to watch the game.
So
over your shoulder,
so he couldn't see that Garcia Parra was written on my back. He goes, "Look at this chowder. He's got Garcia Parra jersey. What is that? 10 years old?"
It was too new to be retro.
Oh, yeah,
100%. It was not. It's probably okay. He's like, that's the worst choice. He's like, Garcia, get out of the stadium. And I was like, yeah. And I turned toward him. Now I have to like
run. His weirdo's just looking at me the whole game. Telling his friends later.
Yeah. So there I am, like, snuggled up next to him. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I got the Garcia Parra jersey. He's awful. You know.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we'd gone to like the most cliched place any tourists go. We'd gone to
the
Cask and Flogging.
Before
the game. And so he says, where'd you eat before the game? And I said, oh, the Cask and Flogging. Jesus Christ.
Nobody eats there.
Oh, yeah. The locals don't eat the Cask and Flogging. And we had gotten...
Can you direct us to Cheers?
Right.
I understand Cheers is on this block.
We got the cannolis from, what's it called, Patsy's, or your brother had told me. It's this great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's this incredible, like Boston has an Italian.
The Italian neighborhoods?
And, you know, we stood in line out the door for, I think it's called Patsy's.
Okay.
And it was really good. I don't even like cannolis, but we got them because that was what you do, you know. And so he's like, where'd you eat? And I said, Cask and Flogging. Jesus Christ. He goes, what'd you do? Get a cannoli from Patsy's? He's like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. And I'm wiping powdered sugar off my mouth. Snuggled up next to this guy, my Garcia Parra jersey. What an awful. Oh,
you ever hear a personal space, buddy?
He was as Boston as Boston gets, and it was terrible.
I know the three of us watch a lot of sports, obviously, and I guess you see this a lot in football for sure, certainly basketball. When the camera, I have a beef with the, and sometimes we go to games too, and I have this beef with the guy who turns around in his seat to make everybody else stand up. Guy,
God, me too.
I hate that guy.
I don't want to stand. I mean, you know.
He's always looking pissed off. Why is everybody in my section in their seats?
Let's go.
Get up. This is third down.
I paid for my ticket. I want to sit during this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's a big play, you stand up. If it's a long pass or an interception or whatever.
I mean, honestly, I stand up when everybody else stands up so I can see.
Yeah. You have to.
That's it.
That's just
it.
The nature of a live crowd. But get on your feet, guy. Yeah. I hate him.
Come on, guys. Let's give it to him.
Let's go. Let's go. Get up.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. And he's perturbed. He's always irritated.
It's like, why are you the
leader? Why am I telling you this?
That's right. Why do you get to lead this section, you know? I told you about my friend who went to the Steelers-Panthers game that time. And, God, he's a Steelers fan. And maybe it wasn't. You know what? No, he went to a Saints-Panthers game just because they had tickets. And they're sitting there, and the Saints are blowing
out. It was a blowout.
It was a blowout. Saints are killing them. And it's like late in the third quarter, and they're on row K. And he says to his wife, all right, after this punt, let's go. And so the guy starts
to punt. This one's over.
And people are streaming out. Well, the guy, the leader of row K, stands up and goes, nobody on row K is leaving.
What?
Like, I'm a grown man. I can. And then they sit back down. It's the worst. It's the worst.
For another 35 minutes.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, now who do you hate worse? Do you hate turn around and stand up guy or coach in the second deck who is like pacing in his jacket and tie at college basketball? We've seen that
it's
too.
It's mostly in basketball games. Yep. The guy who can officiate better.
Yep. Who's like pointing and like, what, you know. And
call it both ways, ref.
Is the expert.
He's coaching from section 208.
Get it down low. Let's go. Yeah, totally agree. All of the and you see all of those personalities at the game.
Yeah.
Well, Boston Hardy, that was a real minefield to go between the Garcia Parra jersey and the powdered sugar on my lips. That was a real minefield. I can tell you that. There's food in the news. I thought of B.B. Shea when I saw this. A woman is in trouble today. I mean, she really is a terrible parent. She's in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. She has been arrested because she literally handcuffed her 11-year-old son to the heater in the basement for several hours while she left. And the reason given, because he wriggled out of the handcuffs, literally, and called 911. He's like, my mom handcuffed me to the radiator, to the heater.
Oh, I'd be so mad at him.
Well, she was.
Biggie, hold your comments, please.
Hold comment.
Look, you wriggle free, you call me.
Yeah.
I'll come back and make sure that cuff is tighter this time.
You may regret these words. I'm just saying.
She handcuffed him to the radiator because he had eaten too many hot dogs out of the she had made hot dogs and he like hogged them all. And so she came home and said, are you kidding me? You ate all these hot dogs. And she had to go back out and get more groceries. And she handcuffed him to the heater.
She starts berating him that he ate too many hot dogs. In the days prior, she saw it on the cameras and he was going to get his punishment. Grabbed the handcuffs and she actually handcuffed him to the fuel tank. Mom then leaves and goes about her day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I've been in this boy's shoes.
I figured.
emptied out the fridge.
I wanted your perspective on that. I want B.B. Shea's perspective on it.
As a chunky boy?
Yeah. There's been many times through my youth that my mother would open the fridge and say, I thought we had more of insert food item.
Ain't that the truth?
And she'd be like,
what happened to all the fill in the blank?
Yes, exactly. You name it, I ate it.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I understand his pain.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But being an adult, I'm sure it is a hassle.
Oh, God. I got to go back out there and get more food, you little pig. You ate all these hot dogs. So she literally handcuffed him.
Now,
there.
You can handcuff him. That's right. Frowned upon.
That's right. And he's 11.
Yeah.
And he called 911.
That's what I mean. Oh, I would have pulled back up to the house and been like, you didn't. You wait till I get out of jail. You better run. You better run when I get out of jail.
This may not end well.
No.
Yeah.
And he did.
They're going to try to get at you out of my custody, but trust me, I'll fight for it.
I'll fight for it, and I will take custody back of you.